Today's word is taken from Joshua chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may now carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city." So Joshua and the whole army moved out to attack Ai. He chose 30,000 of his best fighting men and sent them out at night. "With these orders, listen carefully. You are to set an ambush behind the city. Don't go very far from it. All of you be on the alert." Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Hold out toward Ai the javelin that is in your hand, for into your hand I will deliver the city." So Joshua held out toward the city the javelin that was in his hand. As soon as he did this, the men in the ambush quickly rose quickly from their position and rushed forward. They entered the city and captured it and quickly set it on fire. For Joshua did not draw back the hand that held out his javelin until he had destroyed all who lived in Ai. This is the word of God. Please be seated, and let's put our hands together to invite Pastor Yue Ning and Sister Andrea for the presentation.
We're the first to work. Okay. This mic.
Testing. Test. Okay.
好的，让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
是的，主，我们求主你的灵，这个时刻就充满这个聚会。
Lord, we ask that your spirit now fill this place.
主，你打开每一个人的心。
Open our hearts.
让你的话语带来属灵上的改变。
That your words can bring spiritual transformation.
我们感谢你的恩典与慈爱。
We thank you for your grace and love.
在我们中间来彰显你自己的荣耀。
In our midst, Lord, reveal your glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 在过去，可能你们还小了，我不知道你们还记得不记得，埃加贝举行了许多的特会。So
in the past, Agape used to hold special rallies regularly.
那有一次呢，我参加了一个特会，并在讲员的呼召下走到台前。And
once I attended a special rally and came up to the front during the altar call.
那我已经忘记到当时讲员在呼召些什么。
I can't really remember what was the point of the altar call.
那我一直记得呢，就是我当时对耶稣说了一句话。But
I remember what I told the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，你说你来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。Lord
Jesus, you said that you came that we may have life and have it to the full.
但是为什么我感觉不到我自己的生命非常的丰盛呢？
But why do I feel that my life lacked this promised abundance?
有没有人有这样的曾经有这样的想法？
Any of us here have a similar kind of thoughts?
恭喜你！
Congratulations!
灵里面的那个渴慕。
That you have such a desire.
我也恭喜你！
I congratulate you.
接下来你会经过很多的征战。
Because you are about to face many battles.
为什么信主之后，神不把我的难处一起解决呢？
So why didn't God solve all my problems after I believed in Him?
我就可以过着无忧无虑的日子。Then
I can live a carefree life.
我就不会遇到挫折。Then
it won't meet so many challenges.
没有失败。No
more setbacks.
有没有人跟我这样的想法？有没有？
Anyone with similar thoughts like me?
哇，都没有啊。哇，
none of you.
就我。哇，太棒了，我太棒了。I'm
great.
是的，以色列人其实以色列人也一样有同样的经历。So
the Israelites have similar thoughts and experiences.
耶稣呀，耶稣呀，记载了以色列人他们终于进入神对亚伯拉罕还有他的后代后裔所应许之地。The
book of Joshua records how the Israelites finally entered the promised land that God promised to Abraham and his descendants.
但是他们进入的时候，他们才发现，哇，这个地都住了人。But
when they went there, then they realized it was inhabited.
然后他们需要去征战。And
they had to fight for it.
容易吗？
Is it easy?
我已经在这里住了这么多年，世世代代，你来我就要让给你吗？
If I've stayed here all my life, why would I give up my land to you?
神啊，你为什么不要清空这块地？
God, why couldn't you just clear out the land?
让我过了约旦河就可以直接安顿下来。
So that once I cross the Jordan, then me and the Israelites, we can just settle in.
为什么还要去征战？
Why do I have to fight for it?
才能得地为业？
To take this land as an inheritance.
在以色列人进入应许之地的后之后，
As the Israelites enter the promised land,
他们就开始了第一场征战。
You know, they start to embrace the challenge.
感谢赞美主，非常顺利。
Thankfully, their first battle was very successful.
你信主之前是不是这样？刚刚信主的时候，
Is this similar to your when you first believed?
觉得很顺利，上帝都听我的祷告，什么什么都很顺利。
Like everything was smooth, God listened to your prayers.
接着他就信心满满，以色列人就信心满满的准备攻展开第二次的攻击。
So they were very confident and they started launching the second attack.
他们要攻击埃城。
They were going to attack the city of Ai.
但他们却在埃城被埃城打败。
But then they were severe, they were beaten.
吃了败仗。
And they were defeated.
照理说哈，埃城只是一座小城。
Actually, the city of Ai is a very small city.
人数也不多，
and they have a very small population.
那攻下它其实不是一件难事了。
It shouldn't be so hard to take over it.
其实这次的挫折失败呢，不仅是在军事上面的挫折，更是对整个以色列人民的严重打击。
So this defeat was not just a military setback, but a serious blow to the morale of the Israelites.
有一句话这么说哈，失败一点也不好玩。
So there's this quote that says failure is not fun at all.
不好玩。这令人难堪，
It's very embarrassing,
而且确实会打击我们的自信。
And your confidence really takes a blow from it.
神，你为什么让你的子民经历成功，或者是得胜之后又失败呢？
So God, why will you let your people experience success and then failure?
这都是我们在属灵信仰这条路程当中常会问的问题。
And these are questions that we often ask in our spiritual journey.
到底神让我们在这旅程中又得胜又失败，到底为了是要教导我们什么功课呢？
So what is God trying to teach us through this process of encountering successes and failures?
是的，让我们从以色列人攻打埃城这样的一个过失败的过程当中，我们来看。
So let's learn from the process of failure that the Israelites faced as they attacked Ai.
在圣经中只用了短短的四节的经文。
The Bible only uses four short verses to describe this battle.
来描述这场失败的战役。
To describe this failed battle against Ai.
我要不要读啊？我就请这里的人来读吧，看得到吗？好，大大声的来读，来一二三。
等一下，
可以吗？
这个
看得到吗？
这个是那个出埃及记。
错了。哎呦，是我这个
是下一个吗？
没有了，这样不对了。好，没关系。
Oh, I can read.
Okay. Yeah,
I saved you. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven to the east of Bethel, and told them, "Go up and spy out the region." So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, "Not all the army will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary the whole army, for only a few people live there." So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water.
我经历了第一个失败。
So I experienced this failure.
用错了经文。打错
了经文。I used the wrong verse here.
Okay, 第一次的成okay. 经文让我们看到呢，以色列人是满怀的信心攻打埃城。
So the scripture shows us that the Israelites were full of confidence when they attacked Ai.
结果被打败了。
But they were defeated.
人们的心是极其惊怕。
And as a result, they were terrified.
这句话原本是当时他们得胜了耶利哥城的时候，敌人的表现就是敌人对他们是极其惊怕。
So the feeling of being terrified was that phrase was actually used when it was used to describe how the Israelites defeated Jericho.
现在却用在以色列人的身上。
But now it's used to describe how the Israelites felt.
失败让人失去斗志。
Failure can cause us to lose our fighting spirit or morale.
是的，第一次的成功攻打坚固的耶利哥城，使得以色列人对自己产生过度的自满。
So the first successful attack on the fortified city of Jericho made them overconfident.
他们心想，如果连耶利哥城这么坚固的城池我都能攻下，更何况是这座小小的埃城。
So they thought, if I can conquer such a small city like Jericho, then what more this smaller city of Ai?
以色列人轻敌是失败的原因。
And so the Israelites and the underestimation of the enemy is one of the reasons for their failure.
但是
But
在第七章的开始，神却很清楚地告诉读者说，以色列人真正的失败，真正失败的原因。
But at the beginning of chapter 7, God reveals the fundamental reason for their failure.
我们请舒淇来读。
Okay. So, but the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel.
是的，什么是当灭之物
？So what are devoted things?
更准确的翻译就是，它是完全属于神的。
A more accurate translation is the things that belong to the Lord.
完全献给神的。
They should be completely dedicated to God.
以色列人取了当灭之物。
And so when they took these things that are supposed to belong to the God, to God,
他们自己成了另一个当灭之物。
So they become what is to be destroyed.
所以他们犯了，神说他们犯了是不忠实的罪。
And God tells them that they have committed a sin of being unfaithful,
就是悖逆神的命令
，which is to disobey God's command.
原来啊，造成以色列人失败的根本原因是罪。
So it turns out that the root cause of their defeat was sin.
接下来呢，在七章十一到十二节里面，神就很清楚地告诉以色列人，他们所犯的罪包括违背了与上帝所立的约。
So then God clearly tells them the various sins that they have committed.
他们取了当灭之物
which includes breaking the covenant with God, taking devoted things.
他们偷窃
they stole,
说谎
they lied.
他们把当灭的物放在自己的家里面
and they took devoted things and put them with their own possessions.
罪会带来各样的破坏
So we see the destruction sin can bring to relationships.
啊，破坏了我们与上帝
it destroys our relationship with God.
我们与人
Our relationship with people,
还有与自己的关系
and even our relationship with ourselves.
是的，亚干的行为，他显示出一种自我中心和骄傲的态度。
So, Achan's sin actually showed his individual and personal pride.
什么是骄傲？骄傲就是把自己当上帝。
And so, what is pride? Pride is really putting yourself as God.
圣经说，神抵挡什么？骄傲的人。
So the Bible tells us God opposes the proud.
所以亚干在以色列人攻占耶利哥城的时候，他将自己的欲望和利益放在全体的以色列人之上。
So Achan violated God's command, and he put his own desires and interests above all the Israelites.
他违反了神的命令。
And he disobeyed God's command.
尽管神很明确地告诉以色列人，你们不能取当灭之物。
Even though God was very clear that they are not supposed to take the devoted things.
亚干以为他自己可以躲过上帝的眼目。
Achan considered himself above God's law and out of reach of God's judgment.
他可以超越上帝的法则跟审判。
He thinks that he is above God's punishment.
这么大成哪一点点，上帝不用紧的了，上帝看不到的。
It's just a little thing. If I take it, God will know.
亚当的骄傲可以带来集体的损失。
And so his individual pride and act caused a corporate punishment.
亚干被石头打死的时候，那个地方叫做雅各谷。
Eventually, when he was stoned to death, the place where he was stoned is called the Valley of Achor.
意思就是连累。
It means to implicate.
一个人出了问题，整个群体都会受到连累。
So when one person sins, it affects the community.
耶和华不会与他们同在。
God refuses to be with them.
除非罪从以色列人中除掉。
Unless the issue of sin was dealt with.
你会想神很小气啊。
You might think, "In God, so petty."
不是的，因为罪把我们与神的隔绝了。
It is because sin separates us from God.
所以我们不可以轻忽我们每一个微小的行为。
So we cannot take sin, no matter how small, lightly.
这些行为可以反映出我们里面、我们内心许多的罪。
Because it reflects a deeper, bigger evil in our hearts.
所以呢，若有人提醒你，你有点骄傲哦。
So if someone reminds you, hey, you know, you're a bit prideful.
你要小心哦。
Be careful.
因为骄傲好像口臭哦。
Because pride is like bad breath.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows.
你不知道
Only the person with bad breath doesn't know.
所以要小心，要听别人的哈。别人如果劝告你，你就要听。
So consider the wise counsel of others.
所以让我们失去神的同在。
And when we sin, we lose the presence of God.
失去神的同在，我们注定失败。
And without the presence of God, we are doomed to fail.
因此呢，我们可以看到，在神的眼中，那个失败不是你失去的名利地位。
And from God's perspective, to fail is not to lose the fame and the status that we have.
不是你这次考试失败了。
It's not just a failing an exam.
不是你的工作被炒鱿鱼了。
It's not even being, you know, fired from your job.
其实真正的失败是违背了上帝的心意。
Real failure to God is to disobey Him.
失去神的同在。
Is to lose His presence.
接下来我们来看看以色列人成功取下爱城的关键。
Then let's see how Israel eventually successfully took over Ai.
所谓失败为成功之母。
So failure is the mother of failure leads to success if we learn from it. Yes.
Okay. 所以爱城的所以第一点我们看到真诚的悔改与关系的认罪。
So the first point is, you know,
恢复关系。
Yes, sincere repentance will bring about a restoration of the relationship.
所以我们要认罪，我们要找回上帝的同在。
When we confess our sin, we regain the presence of God.
所以爱城的失败给以色列人带来极大的打击和沮丧。
So the defeat that Ai brought great shock and frustration to the Israelites.
所以耶稣雅和长老们，以色列的长老们都来到耶和华的面前求问。
So Joshua and the elders of Israel, they came and fell before the Lord and asked,
为什么这样?
Why did this happen?
这是我们常问的问题, 对不对?
And this is a question we often ask.
耶和华回答他们说,
And the Lord answered them,
起来,
Get up,
自洁吧,
And purify yourself.
也就是除掉罪。
This means getting rid of sin.
你要有行动的悔改。
You must take action to repent.
Now, 恢复与神的关系。
To restore the relationship with God.
这是成功的第一步。
This is the first step.
要有行动。
To success, we must take action.
真诚的悔改与恢复与神的关系。
To confess your sin, to restore the relationship with God.
有一句俗语说，知错能改，善莫大焉。
As the saying goes, it's a better thing to admit your mistakes and correct them.
在圣经中，认罪悔改，其实认罪悔改是一件好事哈。
So from the Bible's perspective, to confess one's sin and to repent is actually a good thing.
其实这句话不是从圣经出来的。
It's 不是
不是从圣经出来。
It's not really. I mean, the previous proverb was not from the Bible.
世人都知道认罪悔改善莫大焉。
But even in from the secular point of view, people know that to confess and repent is a good thing.
所以作为神的子民，我们更应该常常发现有罪的时候，我们就应该认罪悔改。
So as God's children, when we find that there's sin in our lives, we should confess and repent of it.
我们要求神的饶恕。
We ask God for His forgiveness.
其实这也是宽恕自己的第一步。
This is also an important step towards self-forgiveness.
让我们能够从失败中走出来。
And it will allow us to move on from our failures.
其实很多时候，当我们即便我们认罪了
，And actually many times even after we confess,
我们被饶恕了
，And even after we received forgiveness,
我们仍然很难的真正的从这样一个失败的阴影中走出来。
It's quite difficult to walk out of the shadows of failure.
我们可能无法原谅自己。
Sometimes we struggle with self-forgiveness.
我们心中充满着恐惧而自责。
As our hearts are filled with fear and self-blame.
我们对自己太失望。
We are disappointed with ourselves.
为什么我会这样
？Why am I like that?
别人怎么看我
？How will others see me now?
神还会爱我吗
？God will still love me?
神 我失去了神所要给我的还会有机会收复失地吗
God, I've lost what you have given me. Will I ever have a chance to regain this lost ground?
其实耶稣亚和我们也一样
And so Joshua was similar.
打败爱城的失败他的心里面是充满的忧虑还有怀疑
The failure to conquer I made him doubtful.
迦南人的敌人会怎么看我
What will the enemies in Canaan think of me?
我们还能够得回神应许之地吗
？Will we still be able to regain the land promised to us by God？
其实神他都知道我们内心的软弱。
Actually, God knows our inner weaknesses.
神他再次的鼓励耶稣亚说
，And so God encourages Joshua.
你不要惧怕。
He says, "Do not be afraid."
不要惊慌。
Do not be dismayed.
你起来上爱城去。
Go up to Ai.
我已经把爱城交在你的手里。
For I have given it into your hands.
是的，当我们愿意认罪的时候，神会用各样的方式来向我们说话。
So when we're willing to confess our sins, God speaks to us in many ways.
现在就我们来看看，到底以色列人得胜的经历，两次得胜的经历是否有什么相同之处
？Let us now examine the similarities between the success the Israelites experienced in Jericho and also in the city of Ai.
是的，在经文当中我们看了神说了对于这两座城的胜利，神都说了相同的话。
So before they were successful in their battle, God said similar things.
神说神先都对耶稣亚说话。
So God was speaking to Joshua on both accounts.
神说我已经把
God says I have delivered
就是把爱城还有或者耶利哥和爱城都交在你的手中。
Both times God told Joshua that he has delivered Jericho or Ai into his hands.
那神也给以色列人攻打爱城的策略。
And God gave the strategy for the invasion of the city of Ai.
那就是
Which is a M
绕城。
For Jericho is to go around the city.
所以以色列人都顺服了，遵行了。
And when they obeyed and followed,
第二次攻打爱城的时候，神的指示是埋伏。
The second time when they are supposed to attack Ai, they went through the strategy of an ambush.
以色列人也遵行了。
And they also followed Israelites.
所以原来得胜的关键是在乎神。
So the key to success really is God's will.
神是否已经把那个地方交在你的手中？
Success is really dependent on whether God has delivered the land into your hands.
你是否愿意遵行神的指示呢？
And whether you are willing to follow His instructions.
我们常常都说我们要遵行神的旨意哈。
We often say that we want to follow God's will.
但当神告诉我们的时候呢？
When God instructs us.
若不符合我的心意呢？
If it's not really in line with my plans.
我们就会抗拒。
Then we resist.
我们就会裸足不前。
We might hesitate to act.
不然我们就是按着自己的经验去做。
Or we act according to our prior knowledge and experiences.
最后呢，我们就会像第一次攻打埃城一样，白白损失了。
Then we might find ourselves, failing like the first attempt.
所以成功的第一步是，我们要知道得胜在乎神，我们只需要顺服遵行。
So we need to recognize that our victory lies in God, and we need only to obey.
还有当年耶稣亚在与亚玛利人征战的时候，
So early in the biblical narrative, when Joshua was fighting against Amalekites,
摩西在山上有一个非常重要的举动。
Moses did something of great importance on the mountain as the battle was going on.
他举起手。
Moses raised his hands.
这样子描写，那时，
So he's described.
我没有想。Okay, 那时亚玛利人来到腓利，你读吧，可以吗？
Okay. So in Exodus 17, it says, The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim.When Moses held up his hands, the Israelites prevailed. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning.
是的，摩西的举手象征着向神求助和求力量。
So when Moses raised his hand, it symbolizes him seeking and reaching to God for help and strength.
所以呢，当时当神对耶稣亚说，举伸出你手中的短枪。
So when God told Joshua, you hold out the javelin that's in your hand.
耶稣亚就没有收回他的手，一直伸着。
Joshua did it and did not withdraw his hand.
他确保以色列的胜利了，得到最终的胜利。
And he held it out until Israel's final victory was ensured.
因为他知道那是表示对神的坚定不移的信心和决心。
Because Joshua knew that this act demonstrated his unwavering faith and belief in God.
大卫炮声说，信心是要用行动向人证明你彻底的信任他。
David Paulson once said that faith is to prove to others through your actions that you trust him, God, completely.
所以成功的第三步，
So the third step to success,
坚定不移的信心和决心，
Your unwavering faith and determination.
所以以色列人进入迦南之地，
So God allowed the Israelites to go into the promised land.
要得地为业，就必须征战。
To inherit the land and experience fighting for it.
其实就是要让他们去经历。
The whole point of it really is so that
以色列人的得胜是有神的同在。
They can understand that every success comes from the presence of God.
以色列人的祝福是顺服神的旨意。
That blessing came when they obeyed God's will.
以色列人的力量是来自对神的信心。
That their strength comes from faith in God.
是的，弟兄姐妹，我们也一样。
And so, brothers and sisters, similarly for us.
我们一样的走在应许之地的这样的一个前往应许之地的这样一个旅程当中。
We are all on our spiritual journeys towards the promised land.
应该是得地为业的旅程中。
And we in the process of inheriting this land that God has promised to us.
那 2X5Y 是我们在这个旅程的目标指标。
So 2X5Y is a signpost towards this goal.
我们个人生命的得胜是有神的同在。
Our own individual spiritual victories require God's presence.
我们的祝福是要顺服、遵行神的旨意。
And our blessing comes when we obey and follow God's will.
在走这条旅程当中，我们的力量是来自对神的信心。
And on this journey, our strength comes from our faith in Him.
至于亚干的犯罪
，As for Achan's sin.
他连累了全以色列人。
He implicated all the Israelites.
同样的，我们个人的得胜
，and in the same way, our individual victories
也会祝福我们的小组。
It will become a blessing for
我们的教会
our corporate, our church,
我们整个团体
our entire community.
虽然有时候我们会软弱
，even though sometimes we are weak,
但神说起来自洁
，but God tells us, get up, purify yourself.
不要惧怕
Don't be afraid.
不要惊慌
Don't be discouraged.
哪里是你的爱城
Where is your city of爱
哪里就是你失去的地
Where is this place that it has been lost?
你就要起来征战
Then you stand up and you fight.
你去收复失地
Reclaim this lost land.
因为我们的神是信实的
Because our God is faithful.
他所应许的他必成就
What he promised, he will most certainly fulfill. We'll invite the worship team.
我请敬拜团队。我们要以这首诗歌来回应我们的神。
Respond with this song.
我们要一起站立，我们做一个祷告。我们一起站立。
Stand and pray together.
是的，主，今天的信息你告诉我们。
Lord, through today's message, you tell us.
我们生命中有许多的挫败。
That in our lives we face many setbacks.
或许是我们得罪了你。
Some of it is because we sin against you.
无论是大的罪、小的罪。
Whether the sin is big or small.
我们都得罪了你。
We all have sinned against you.
因为神你说，你必不以有罪的为无罪。
Because Lord, you cannot see sin as something else.
所以主，我们今天来到你面前，我们承认我们都犯了罪。
So Lord, today we come before you and confess that we have sinned.
我们承认我们曾经犯了不诚正信实的罪。
We confess that we have committed a sin of unfaithfulness.
我们不信靠你。
We do not trust in you.
我们背逆你。
We disobeyed you.
罪让我们失去了你的同在。
And as a result, we've lost your presence.
是的，主啊，此刻求你也求主耶稣的宝血再次的来洁净我们。
Lord, at this moment, may the blood of Jesus cleanse us again.
恢复你的同在。
That restore your presence with us.
让你的同在借着圣灵来充满我们。
That your presence through the Holy Spirit fills us again.
主啊，再次的来释放我们。
Lord, set us free.
进入你赐给我们的自由。
That we may enter into your freedom,
平安
peace,
和喜乐里面
and joy.
圣灵啊，引导我们走在神的心意里面。
Holy Spirit, guide us to walk in accordance to God's will.
凭着坚定不移的信心和决心
give us unwavering faith and determination.
我们要与我们的神一同跨越每一个的挑战。
Together with God, we want to overcome every setback and challenge.
是的，神，我们可以不惧怕，不惊慌。
Lord, we can be unfearful and we can be calm.
因为主你应许的，你必成就。
Because whatever you have promised, you will accomplish and fulfill.
只要用在我左右，我并不惧怕。
是神所拣选的，没有人能控告，没有人能抵挡。我们是神所拣选的，
再次宣告，
谁能控告？谁能抵挡？我是神所拣选的，我是神所拣选的。
在我们的左右
，Only when you are by outside，
我们就不惧怕。
Then we can be fearless。
我们要靠着你的力量。
We want to depend on your strength。
我们要去收复失地。
To regain lost land。
主啊
，Lord，
与我们同在。
Be with us。